You know, there's something unique about Sundays. The company that you're around is that much more special. The food that you eat just tastes a little bit better. And the music that you listen to just goes in all the right ways. And so since I'm in your company, I thought I can share an hour with one of my favorite recipes. It is creamy samp and beef stew. The beef stew I've done before, and so we're just going to be adding on some creamy samp to it. I will repeat the recipe for you just in case you missed it last time, but you can also check it out on my Facebook. Unfortunately, I only took the last photo of what the product actually looks like, and I forgot to take the how-to photos, but nevertheless, bear with me. We're going to be cooking that in just a few here on Rise FM. We are making some beef stew with some creamy samp. You can never go wrong. It's a hearty meal. So these are the things that you're going to be needing. You're going to need some beef, completely up to you. You can use stewing beef, you can use beef cubes, kugwen. You're going to need some flour, seasonings of your choice. You're also going to need some onions, carrots, celery, some rosemary, some garlic, potatoes, and some tomato paste. The liquids, you're going to need beef stock and wine. Istambusako, preferably if you can soak it overnight. And then you're going to need some cream, butter, aromat, chicken stock, and some chives. So now I've told you what you're going to be needing. We're putting it all together to make the stew. What I suggest is that you get yourself a mixing bowl, add 2 tablespoons of flour, seasonings, which is either your salt and pepper or any type of seasoning, and also add your rosemary. You're going to add your meat to this and coat it thoroughly. In a pot, you're going to brown your meat. And once it is all browned, you're going to take it out. In the same pot, you're going to add in some onions, carrots, celery, and garlic, and tomato paste. You're going to mix it through thoroughly. Make sure that it's slightly cooked through until the onions are transparent. From there, you're going to put back your meat. You're going to add in 1.5 cups of red wine. And you're also going to throw in some beef stock. Also throw in your potatoes so that your liquids are enough to cover the meat and potatoes. Preferably, if you could do this in an oven-safe pot, you're going to transfer everything into the oven after covering it with tin foil, making sure that your oven has been preheated to 180 degrees, and you're going to cook everything until your meat is nice and tender. From there, this is when the samp pot kicks in. Wrapping up, hashtag in the kitchen, we are making creamy samp and beef. So what I did is that I boiled my samp in chicken stock until it was done. I do prefer my samp to be a little bit mushy. There was a little bit of liquid left over in the pot, so I had to throw that out. I returned the samp into the pot and put it back onto the stove. I did double check my seasoning and added in a bit of aromat, and I threw in some unsalted butter and chives. I then started to gradually add in cream until I reached my version of creaminess. You can do your version extremely creamy or just under creamy. There's also another way of making samp, creamy samp with a creamer of forms, or you can even make it. I've seen people make it and starting it off with a white sauce. It's completely up to you. In a bowl of your choice, you can spoon out your creamy samp and then top it off with some with your hearty beef stew, and it's an absolute delight. You are thoroughly going to enjoy it. It is filling, it is hearty, it is absolutely delicious. Don't forget to get in touch and send in your favorite recipe. I would love it if you could present it to the province as well. You can simply send it to chris@risefm.co.za, or you can simply find me on Facebook, Christian Mfega, and we can get in touch in that way and see what we can do. And that was hashtag in the kitchen here on Rise FM.